Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Happy Monday, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today. You are listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz on the Life Coach Radio Network. Monica Ortiz is a successful life coach, published author, and respected healer. For over 20 years, Monica has helped people from all walks of life overcome adversity, achieve goals, and find success. Her radio shows are designed to bring her wisdom to you. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you for the intro, Vanessa. As always, it's wonderful to hear your voice, and I'm absolutely happy that you are here with me. I don't think I could do this by myself. Today is Monday, November 17th. I am Monica Ortiz, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. Monday's the start of the week for a lot of people, and when we were discussing what time slot we wanted for the show, I chose Monday because I hope that by spending a bit of time with you at the beginning of your week, it may help you to expand your mind, think a little deeper, and it may allow you to have a better week. Here on Universe Talks, we will be discussing all aspects of life and the universal principles to give you the tools to develop and keep success, good health, and fulfillment in all aspects of your life. All of you beautiful listeners, remember, expand your mind and ask questions. If you don't understand something I'm saying, or even if you do, but would like to delve deeper, call in at 646-716-9397, and let's talk. You might get an answer that you need. Also, if you don't want to call in but still have a question, you can email me at radio@theuniverseseries.com, and we'll read your and answer your question on the next show or on a show with a topic that it pertains to. Today's show is on how to make the changes you need. It's not always easy to make a change in your behavior, pattern, or your life. In this episode, you will learn how your change can be simpler, lasting, and happy. I have a special guest on today's show, Sam Zertok, who's the co-host of the Oneness Podcast, Fun with the One, and author of the book, God's Little Secret. In addition to his work in media, Sam is also a 20-year veteran of the software industry and is involved in educating companies ranging from startups to the large Fortune 500 companies. Sam helps coach and teach people about the power of oneness, how to change the way they think and achieve a happier life. If you'd like to know more about Sam, visit http://www.funwithone.be. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Hey, Monica. Thanks for inviting me. This is great. I'm really glad to talk to you again.
I'm really, really happy to talk to you, too. For all of you listeners, I was on Sam's show last year, and we had such a good time speaking. It actually became two shows. So my hope is that we give all of you listeners the best information possible, and you begin to think so deeply that you forget what time it is. Sam, today's topic is how to make the changes you need. When you and I spoke about the content of this show, you brought up something that I think is a key to the evolution in both thought and behavior, and that is perception. What are your thoughts on perception?
Oh, Monica, that's a great topic, because perception is really super important in how you live your life and how you make changes in your life. And perception is something that a lot of people have trouble with, and maybe what I'm going to talk about today will help a little bit. I've been working on this area of my life probably for the last 30 years, if I can even think that far back, if I remember that far back. And one of the things that I really, really noticed is that when things go wrong in your life, it's because you have excessive friction in your life, or excessive, if you're focused on excessive problems. Now,
right.
This thing is completely voluntary. It's not something that happens to you. It's how you look at these things. And
yeah.
Friction could be some guy cut you off on the road and you're just really angry about it. And you just kind of let it boil up in you and you just think about it the whole drive. And, oh, my God, he cut me off. I should have honked at him. I should have chased him down. I should have, like, shown him what it means to cut me off. And you hold on to that anger and you let it build up in you. And really, the actual situation isn't that someone cut you off and someone did something bad to you. It's just a car moved in front of your car at a speed that is close to yours. That's really the objective view of the situation. But you, with your perception and your thoughts and experiences, created this whole story around it.
Yes.
And
yes, you're absolutely right.
And the thing is that we do this all the time. We do this with a lot of different things. As human beings, we kind of think that we're the most important thing in the world, even though
mm-hmm.
we may not be in other people's minds at all. So everything that happens to us is kind of like, this person did that to me, and then your mind adds a because he doesn't like me, because he's angry at me, because I'm a bad person, because whatever, right? And when you do that, you basically create, like, I like to call it, like, this little sticky energy ball inside you.
Yeah.
And that sticky energy ball of anger, of fear, of sadness, whatever story you make up in your mind about it, is basically blocking the flow of energy for you. And when that energy flow gets blocked, then that's when problems start. That's when you have that friction in your life. That's when you're kind of like hanging on to stuff that you should have let go. You should have let it go somewhere else. You should have let it pass. But you're hanging on to that. And
yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Monica.
And no, that's a really, really good point. And I wanna kind of go into that a little bit, because that's super important. I had a client, and I teach guided meditation, and I talk about this in guided meditation because there's very specific breathing I teach. And I had a client a few years ago who suffered the worst road rage. I swear to you, we were friends for years before I actually got into the car with him, because we would always meet wherever we were going to go, we would meet there. And so one day I got into the car with him, we decided to drive together, and I was so afraid because I had never seen him so absolutely angry. But literally, when he took off, when he drove out onto the, you know, freeway, this road rage came up, and I just sat him down. I said, "Listen, what is going on with you? I've never seen this." So we actually started talking about this, and he doesn't have it anymore. We totally worked it out, so he's free of road rage now. He doesn't. It's not even a thing that comes into his mind, and that's the perception. That's what we had to get to. What is your perception of what is going on? Because you should not be this angry. And what you were talking about, how you create it into energy, it was this, because I didn't even want to be in the car because the energy was mm-hmm. so volatile. And it didn't feel good. It didn't feel good to me. And of course it didn't feel good to him, because by the time we got to the place that we were going, it took him about 20 minutes to settle down and actually start enjoying the meal that we were having. So, you know, what is that perception, and where was that created? Where did it start? Because it does lead you down a path, and that's one of the things that you have to think about. You made a good point of a guy cuts you off, and so people get upset with that. Well, you have to ask yourself, why? Why are you getting mm-hmm. upset? Do you feel like he's now ahead of you and he shouldn't be ahead of you? Well, are you, you know, what is it that's going on in your head? Why are you upset with him cutting you off? Is it that somebody else in your day upset you and they, let's say, got a leg up on you, so now you're going to be mad at everybody who cuts in front of you or anything that's going on. So your perception of things is vital to your life.
Exactly, exactly. And this perception is kind of not, it's not just a one-time sudden thing that only revolves about anger, about people on the road. It's kind of like the whole story of your life and how you evolved and how you reacted to certain situations as you were growing up and as your parents talked to you about things and what you've seen throughout your entire life. That all kind of combines into that story that you tell yourself in your head. And I want to take this a little bit further, and people might not like this, but everyone listening to this podcast, including you and me, Monica, we're all wrong.
Yeah.
We all don't really know what's going on, even though we think we know what's going on. We may think we're the smartest people in the world, and we've learned all these things. We've experienced all these experiences, but we don't really know what's going on. We know what we think what's going on. We have an opinion about things that are going on.
Yeah.
And that's great. There's nothing wrong with an opinion. But in all likelihood, we're wrong. And I'm going to explain why right now. So think about this. You're a human being living on planet Earth, and you have a brain and eyes, and your eyes see things. But what your eyes see isn't everything that's going on. Your eyes only see a certain spectrum of light, which is not the entire spectrum of light. It's only just a little part of it. You only see what's in front of you, so you don't see, let's say, what's going on in China. If you're in the United States, you may hear about it, but you don't actually see it.
Right.
So there are things that are going on around you, even on the planet that you're on, that you're not even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're a tiny speck of dust in the universe. So there are things out there in the universe that are going on that you don't even know that exist. You don't even have the ability to perceive that, what's going on in the universe.
Yeah.
So how can you, this little speck of dust on the earth, know what's right, what's the absolute truth, right? You can't. And even if you think you know the truth, you're probably wrong because there are billions and billions of data points that are going on around you that you're not even aware of, that you can't affect, that are not even in your realm of understanding. So you're probably not right about everything you believe. And you can have that as an opinion, and that's fine. If you think very strongly about one thing or another, I have very strong opinions about different things, and that's okay. But I'm not attached to them, and I'm willing to let go of them. And that, I think, is the key to this thing about perception. So when you have a perception of something, and you feel really strongly about it, let's go back to the driver's example. So you get cut off, the guy really cut you off because he hates you, because he's angry at you, because he's a bad person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get really angry about it. Now, it's okay to get angry. There's nothing wrong with getting angry. But you need to understand that anger, it's not really based on anything real. It's based on some sort of opinion that you have about something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to understand that, you realize that it's okay to have an opinion, but it's also okay to let that opinion go. And when you let that anger go, that is when good things start to happen. When you let that sticky ball of energy that you have, when you let it go, when you release it, that is when the good things start to happen. That's when you relax. That's when you start to get different ideas. That's when you start to feel happy again. Because if you're holding on to a sticky ball of angry energy, you can't really be happy.
No.
You're just filled with anger, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And this whole process of understanding that you're probably wrong and everything in your mind is an opinion is really helpful in letting you just kind of relax into just beingness and just existing and kind of being just, okay, it's cool, I have opinions, I'm wrong, I'm okay with that. And now I'm just going to live my life calmly and quietly. And that also goes to thoughts, right? So if I tell you to think about a pink elephant now, you think about a pink elephant, right?
Okay.
If tomorrow you just like go and look around in your thoughts, I don't think that thought about the pink elephant is going to be there anymore, right? You're probably not going to be thinking about a pink elephant tomorrow.
Probably not,
right? Now, everything that people feel so strongly about and people really hold on to is also a thought. So if I let's say I really, really want something to happen and it doesn't happen. I really, really wanted to get that promotion at work and I didn't get that promotion. And I get really upset about it and I really am really angry at myself and I feel really like a terrible person. But what was that promotion? That promotion wasn't even real. It didn't really exist yet. It was an opportunity, maybe, but it was just a thought in my mind. And that expectation, the story that I built around it, is also a thought in my mind. And just like I'm not going to be thinking about a pink elephant tomorrow, I can easily not think about having that promotion tomorrow. That promotion never happened. It wasn't real. It didn't exist. It was just a thought that I had about the future.
Yeah.
And when I have that thought about the future, I can let it go just like I let go of any other thought.
Yeah.
And the same thing about thoughts about the past. And maybe in the next part, later on in the show, we'll talk about this in more depth. But thoughts about the past, shame, guilt, disappointment, it's all thoughts. The past is gone. That's it. The past is over. The past is no longer here. And
absolutely. And perception, your perception of things, like you just said, it's just the thoughts that you have. Again, you don't really know. I have a student, one of my students, who, when he first came to me, he's a very intelligent young man. And when he first came to me, he had all these thoughts. You know, he was right about everything, although he wanted to learn. And I kept having to tell him, empty your cup. You know, you're not letting me teach you. Empty your cup. And
exactly.
He kept saying,
I
don't know what that means. And I kept explaining to him what that meant. And he kept trying to be, and I told him this, you're trying to be the smartest person in the room. And that doesn't exist.
Yep.
Okay? It's a thought that you have. And he's like, no, you don't understand. And I said, I do understand. I understand completely. You know? But it's one of the reasons I don't tell people my IQ, because then there all of a sudden there's this expectation. And I don't want that expectation built around me. I want to just be who I am, when I am, at whatever time I am. And
exactly.
And that works for me. And so speaking about perceptions, I used to tell them, empty your cup, empty your cup, empty your cup. So probably about 7 months into working with him and teaching him, he finally grasped the concept of emptying his cup. And our relationship changed. You know, the student-teacher relationship changed because he was finally accepting these thoughts thoughts and ideas that I was trying to teach him. And so he said, you know, my mind is like it's just bigger than I ever thought it could be. And so I'm gonna beat a dead horse. It's probably not a dead horse yet, but let's say the guy who cut you off. Okay, you don't know why that guy cut you off. Again, your perception is you are already frustrated, or you already have an idea based on either what you think when you cut somebody off, or something that's been done to you during the day, or something that was done to you before. So you don't know why that guy cut you off. That guy could have cut you off because he had a sick kid in the car and he needed to go, get to the doctor. He could have cut you off because he was running late and he was under the threat of being fired from his job. And so now he's driving just a little erratically, which isn't healthy. You know, it's not good for him, but, you know, he wasn't trying to get a leg up on you. He was just trying to save his job. Maybe he cut you off because his wife called him and his wife was home sick and he needed to get to her. So you don't know why something's happening until you know it. So it's not good to make an assumption or a judgment or even build up that angry energy. It doesn't serve you any purpose.
Exactly. And like I on our podcast, the Oneness podcast, we also like to talk about biology and physics and how the brain is built. So maybe I can throw a little bit of that in here. So
yes.
The brain, the human brain, has three sections. One is the reptile brain, which is kind of what we evolved from many, many years ago, and that part of the brain is basically just eat, sleep, drink, stuff like that.
Yes.
And then there's the animal brain, which is based on identifying threats. So anything you see, the animal brain kicks in and tries to find, is that a threat or not? And that part of the brain was really helpful to us when we were living in the savannah in Africa, wherever we came from, because that part of the brain, if you see a stick on something that looks like a stick on your trail, and that stick is actually a snake, and you go close to it and the snake bites you, you're going to die. So you don't want to step on that snake. So every time you see a stick, your brain's going to say, hey, is that a snake? And then you look close and say, okay, it's not a snake, it's a stick, it's safe. But the problem is that we also have the third section of the brain. It's not a problem. It's great for us, right? And that's the human brain, which is the brain that has the emotions, the thoughts, the ideas, all the stuff that we consider to be part of our humanity. Now, the animal brain works faster than the human brain. So the animal brain will see threats first, and then the human brain will kick in and say, okay, that's not a threat. So when you're driving on the road and you get cut off, that first instinct, that first rush of adrenaline or whatever chemical runs through your body, that is the animal brain saying that's a threat. Now, you can stick with that and stick with that animal brain thought and live your life as everything is a threat to you, especially the guy who cut you off on the road, or you can let go of that. Just thank the animal brain for taking you to where you're supposed to be. But then applying your human brain to it and saying, oh, that's okay, I got a little rush of adrenaline. Some car moved in front of me faster than I expected. And now I'm just going to move on and let it go.
Yeah.
And that, to me, it's really, and I'm not making all this stuff up. It's not like I'm a genius and I just invented this. It's been written about and spoken for thousands of years and in many different forms and ways. And I'm just one more person in the chain that's repeating it. So it's not, I want you to think that I'm the inventor of the stuff. It's not mine. It's been around for a while. And
okay.
I remember reading a very, very nice quote about it. It's like, whatever happened, that happened in that moment. So the guy cut you off, and that's in the moment the guy cut you off. But you moved out of that moment. You're no longer living in that moment. You've moved to a different moment. So don't take with you what belongs to that other moment. Just experience what you have in this moment right now.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely, because we get wrapped up with, a lot of times, we get wrapped up with our future moments.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget.
Yeah, future or past. And you, yeah.
Yeah. And
exactly.
Especially my past. When I was working out some situations with my mother, because I needed to work them out. I needed to work them out to heal and move past and grow for myself. You know, she would say, because she would avoid the subject. She'd always say, "Oh, you're in the past. Get over the past." And I'd say, "No. I need to work that out so I can be in my present and move forward to my future. I don't want to think about this stuff anymore." And in order to do that, my brain, my human brain, the thing that you said that's all, you know, that's attached to emotion and thought, and I needed to work that out in order to be my whole self. And so, you know, we ended up working things out, but a lot of us, we get attached to our past, sorry, that other S
yeah,
wasn't coming out.
It's a hard word,
we get attached to our past. We get attached to our past. And so we don't move forward, and/or we let that guide our present and our future, and that's not healthy either. You know, changing your life's energy is very, very important, and in order to do that, you do need to change your life's energy. You need to think about your perception. What is your perception of what's going on in your life right now? Is it correct or is it incorrect? Is it the past? Is it a past? Is it something that you're angry about and not able to let go of? You know, is it something that you learned, but like I was telling you about with my students, the learning hadn't been completed.
And so you only have what you know right now. And so until you evolve into your next stage of being. So perception, I love it. I love that you brought it up. It was something that I really, really wanted to talk about. And I'm glad
yeah.
that you are, you know, able to give our listeners a more in-depth view of it, Sam.
Yeah, I love to share this stuff because it's really been a really, really great, it really had a great effect on my life because I used to hold on to anger. I used to hold on to fear. Fear was my big thing. Fear and shame actually were both my big emotions that I really held on to. I've had like years and years and years where I was going through my life in fear, and I was holding on to all kinds of things in my past. And one day I just realized that I don't need to hold on to that anymore. There's nothing to hold on to. It's all gone. And all those years of fear and those years of shame just kind of like melted away, which was very, very relieving. It's almost like a weight is lifted off of you. And I try to do
really
that now for everything. I try to do that with shame, even secrets. Like even if you're keeping a secret, especially
mm-hmm.
if it's a shameful secret, and I think we'll talk a little bit about that later. But
okay.
holding on to that secret, that shame, or that secret that you're holding on to, it's very expensive from an energy perspective. You have to spend a lot of energy to hold on to that. And energy isn't meant to be held on to. It's meant to kind of just flow in circles and circulate and go in and out and back and forth. And when you hold on to that energy, you're creating that sticky ball that's just kind of holding you down and blocking you. And
absolutely.
If you want to try that, or one of the listeners wants to try that, just find a secret that you've been holding on for a long time to, and just make it not a secret anymore. Make it public. Tell people about it. And you'll be so shocked by how relieving it is, how much energy you suddenly feel that you have in your body, how much tension you let go of just by letting go of that energy, by letting the energy flow again. And
yes.
It's all a matter of how you look at this thing and how you perceive it. And when you realize that it's not something that you need to hold on to, you can just, like the song says, just let it go, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's absolutely true what you said about energy within the universe. It is supposed to flow. I've been practicing, I'm a Qigong practitioner, and
okay.
one of the things that you learn is you learn how to gather energy, but you also learn how to expel it. You have to let it keep flowing through your body, because stagnant, you know, if you hold on to energy too long, it becomes stagnant within you. And we all know what stagnant does. And
yeah.
that's vastly important to your health, your well-being, your mental state, your physical state, your emotional state. You know, we don't understand all the time what happens when we hold up. Well, maybe this will help. When you're really angry and you hold on to that anger, how does that let you move forward? How does that let you grow? How does that? How do you affect the people around you when you're really angry?
Yeah, even physically, your body is like all tight. Your muscles are tight. You're gritting your teeth. You're kind of like shaking, and if you're really angry, and is that the way you want to live? Is that something that you consider to be a comfortable, peaceful, enjoyable way of life?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you do, maybe you want to stick to that anger, but it's not healthy now. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just me.
I'd rather laugh.
There's so many easier ways to do this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
There's absolutely no need to hold on to energy. Yes.
No. We're going to take a quick break. We're at our halfway mark, and we need to hear from our sponsor. Vanessa, to you.
That's great.
Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Vanessa. So, Sam, I have a question for you. If you wouldn't mind, could you share a fear that you realized you had, and how did you let go of it?
Sure, definitely, yeah. So one of the things that I really wanted to mention here is that I talked about it earlier too, that the fear and shameful secrets are the biggest holds of blocks of energy that you could have. And I used to have a lot of fear, and I used to have a lot of shame. And this specific example that I want to share is something that's been happened to me fairly recently, actually. So I've been married for a while now, and my wife and I were trying to have a baby, and we couldn't have a baby. It didn't work out naturally, so we went and we got tested. And while my wife came back and everything was okay, the doctor told me that I have a lot of problems. And basically, I was diagnosed with infertility. Mm-hmm. And for me as a adult male, I mean, that's pretty much the only thing that a male should be capable of doing, right? That's the most absolute basic thing that a male needs to do, to provide his part to creating a baby. And and that was extremely shameful for me. That was very painful, and I could not let go of that. I just looked at my wife
issues.
And I saw...
Sorry. I was just going to say infertility issues are very, very difficult thing for men and women to go through. I've had a few clients. Yeah. So tough.
Exactly.
I'm sorry for both of you and your wife.
Yeah, well, there's a happy ending to the story, but I'll get to it in a second. But that shame was basically kind of eating me on the inside. I looked at my wife, and I could see, like, she was sad. She kind of picked a broken man to be married to, and she's fine, everything's good, and I'm the one who's causing all these problems. And it was devastating to me. And then I started to do some inner work on myself, and I realized that there's a situation, it's there, the attachment of the emotion of shame to it is not doing me any good. And then that process basically allowed me to kind of just open up to the situation, to the diagnosis of infertility. I just kind of let it in. I didn't fight it anymore. I didn't try to kind of be angry at it. I didn't try to run away from it. I just kind of like, okay, I accepted it. Okay, I have this situation, I have this problem, I accept it, that's it. Once I accepted it, and then I just said, okay, I accept you, and I'm letting this go now. I'm letting the emotions that are attached to it, just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
So I let go of the emotions, and that's basically how you do it. You accept the situation as it is, and then you just say, okay, thank you, and let it go. Let the emotions go. That's all. When I let these emotions go, a lot of interesting things started to happen. So first of all, I started to think about this problem very clearly, whereas before there was a lot of emotional chatter in my head going on around it. So after I let go of the emotional part of it, suddenly I started to think about this problem clearly. And I got all the tests that you're supposed to get, and I got like poked and probed in every part of my body, and the doctors really couldn't find anything physically wrong. There was no blockage, there was nothing broken or stuck or anything like that. And it was kind of like the situation's like, okay, this is how it is, and that's it. And once I had that clarity of mind, I kind of started thinking, well, no, it's not. This is not how it is. There's no real reason for this to happen, so there must be something else that could be wrong. And I started to do my own research, and I started to think about this, and I started to look up stuff online. And in the beginning, I just found like the regular, like don't wear tight underwear and stuff like that, which didn't really help me at all, because I was already doing all the regular stuff. But then I started to dig a little bit deeper, and I started to realize that there's more than just the physical, like tubing down there, there's also a nutritional component to fertility.
Yeah, and there is.
And then I start to think about it, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm I have the time, I have the willpower to do this, and I'm going to try to figure this out. And what I did is I basically started experimenting myself with different nutritional compounds and different combinations of nutrients. I didn't just pick stuff randomly off the shelf. Obviously, I looked at research and I read all sorts of studies and papers on this topic, and I became a kind of a amateur expert, if you want to call it, on male fertility. And my experiments started to actually work. And I went from less than 1% chance of having a child with very, very, very low sperm count to super above average sperm count with really healthy sperm. And I'm
That's
very
awesome.
Happy to say that there's a baby on the way. So we solved that problem. And the best thing is that I realize that I don't need to keep this to myself anymore. It's not about, I don't need to hold, there's no more shame associated with this. This is something that is not only something that I need to be proud of that I solved, but I can also share this and help other people solve their problem. So I went to a friend of mine who's a medical doctor, and he helped me put together a supplement product around this. And now we have a product out on the market that can help other men who have this similar issue like I did, and help them become fathers from their own natural child, which is something that amazes me. And if you look at the progression of the story, it's going from really hiding secret shame, pain, fear, everything kind of like really tight and closed up, to this openness of trying to help other people and being able to help other people with a product. And if you don't mind, I can mention the name of the product and where you can find it if
absolutely.
You really want to.
Absolutely. I would like, congratulations to you and your wife, first of all. That's
Thank
absolutely
you. Thank
amazing.
You.
And parenthood is a joy. So more power to you. I love it. And absolutely,
Thank
tell
you.
Us what it is and tell our listeners where they can find it. And Sam, there's so many people out there who, like I said before, I have had clients who have had infertility issues, and they suffer in their minds with guilt and shame and anger and just all these negative emotions and thoughts about who they are and what they are. And so, yes, please share with us. Let us know where, listeners know where they can get it.
So the product is called Baby ASAP, like baby as soon as possible, Baby ASAP.
Awesome.
And it's you can find it obviously on Amazon.com, but we also have a website, and we're just kind of starting out with it now in terms of the website and all that stuff. So the website is also babyasap.com, and you can get it there. And we have some blog posts about it there too, and we're building it out to be a really very robust source of information about this topic, because just kind of like when my cloudiness of all the emotions in my head was lifted, I started to see that a lot of other people are having similar problems. And the doctors are trained to provide a certain set of solutions, and that's their training. And when those solutions don't work, there's really nothing else that they can offer.
Right.
But there are other solutions, and I'm finding now that nutrition not only helps with fertility, also helps with other things, and there's a whole kind of segment of science out there that people aren't really aware of that revolves around how nutrition can be used to improve your health, and that is just fascinating to me. I'm just getting started into that area, and just like nutrition basically took something that doctors said was almost impossible to something that is extremely possible and actually happened. It can do other things, and it's not just like diet to lose weight. It's nutrition to improve your brain function. It's nutrition to improve your energy levels, and nutrition to improve your quality of life. And that's really also ties into our original conversation about perception, where if you look at something and you see it as a problem that is devastating to you and is shameful to you, then it'll be much harder for you to solve it than if you look at it as this is my chance to help other people.
Yes. And I have to say to you, congratulations and kudos to you, because it is nutrition. And we had a radio show, one of our shows a few episodes back was on health and nutrition and how you can listen to your body. And I think that that's really important, because our body gives us signs that we don't, that we are not trained to listen to. And sometimes when it does give us signs, we have a tendency to ignore it. So it's, I love that you took the route that you took. I love that you studied nutrition and found a really great thing. And again, you tested on yourself, and I'm sure more tests were done to help other people.
Yeah,
in the
world. Everything is this product. It's not something that we just made up. There is research out there. There's scientific research that talks about every single ingredient and how it helps, but people just don't know about it. People just aren't aware of it. People aren't, I don't know if they're not looking for it or they're just not aware that it exists. But this radio show, maybe, and other shows like it will be a way for people to get the message out, to know that there are things like the baby ASAP product that are out there and can help people without having to resort to either expensive procedures or having to just give up and say, okay, that's how it is, and that's, I'm a terrible person, and that's who I am. You don't have to feel that way.
Yeah, and again, I love that you did it through nutrition, and no, you don't have to feel that way. I know that for women who suffer endometriosis, again, with nutrition, we can solve a lot of our problems. We just don't know it. A lot of women who suffer endometriosis, well, raspberries are really a really, really good nutrient for endometriosis, and a lot of people don't know that. And I found that out because, I had, and I'm going to be open and honest, it's the only way I know how to be. When I had my daughter, I had a C-section. We were very sick. I had her in my first week of my eighth month, and so she came out very tiny, and she was a preemie. And, you know, years later I had scar tissue from that, and which are called adhesions in the medical world. And then they had to remove those because it was giving me a lot of problems. I ended up getting endometriosis. And because I'm not a big fan of synthetic drugs, and I really have, for years, studied nutrition and the effects of nutrition on the body, I found that endometriosis can be eased or helped or whatever word you want to put to it with raspberries. And while raspberries aren't my favorite berry, I made them part of my diet and ate them in the right ways so that I could help myself. So, kudos to you for going the nutrition route. I love it, and I'm sure that a lot of men out there are going to get the help they need through your product, Sam. And I will talk about it as much as I can.
Thank you. Yeah, this is kind of becoming my life's work now. I think that if I can help like a few guys get over this problem and get over the shame that they have around it and maybe actually have a baby, that can be my contribution to the human race, and I'll be very, very comfortable with that. I'll be very happy with that.
Good. That's a wonderful thing. And I'm so happy, and thank you for sharing. I know, again, that you feel good about it. I wasn't sure, which story you were going to share about some fear that you'd gotten over in your past, but that's a really powerful one. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad I could share it on your channel.
Absolutely. So with the perception of the mind, I always say that, you spoke earlier as well about thought and how we think certain things, but we don't know everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's absolutely the truth. It is absolutely the truth, because I always say you only know something until you learn something different.
Exactly.
And we should always continue to learn. We should never stop learning. Mm-hmm. And my grandpa used to say, the minute you, if you ever meet anybody who thinks they know everything, turn around and walk away. It was a little bit more vulgar than that, but I won't say that on the show. Absolutely. I try. So, nobody is going to know everything. And I think we're all here to work with each other and to help each other out. And I really believe that that's part of our life paths. And so it, when we have something brilliant, like with the product that you just came up with, and, well, not came up with, the product that you researched and developed, I should be correct in my speech, I think I'm so happy because you're sharing that. You didn't just stop at just helping yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you decided to take it a step further and help other people. And, Sam, you couldn't stop it yourself because I'm sure it was incredibly labor-intensive and very costly for you to do this. So,
yep. And very, very physically intensive, too, because some of the experiences didn't work out as well as I was hoping they would. And I can share more stories about that in a more private conversation.
Okay. Well, I will definitely definitely pick your brain on that because this is something that's very fascinating to me. I come from a family where a lot of my family is in medicine, and so it's not uncommon for us to sit around the table and talk DNA or genetics or new medications on the market or, you know, appendicitis, you know, an appendix rupturing and what happens to the body. And that's where a lot of, you know, in being in that kind of family, I was a super curious kid, and so I always had to know more, and I had to know more, and so I would do a lot of research, and those are the conversations that I really, really love with my mother, because I actually had two of my teammates here in Los Angeles, and I think I spoke about this before, but we called my mom's in neurology, and so one of my teammates was asking me about the sociopath and the process of the brain with a sociopath. And I could delve into the conversation to a certain degree, and then I didn't want to get my facts wrong. And so I called my mother, and I said, listen, I have two of my teammates here, and we're discussing the sociopathic mind, and can you please answer a couple of questions? And she was, my mother's brilliant. I mean, you should talk to her. So she just really, Vanessa was there. Vanessa, my mom just opened up spoke about, the brain and what happens and what's triggered and what's not triggered. And so, you know, it's really, really interesting. And so, again, but my mom, being in neurology, is very much take a pill. And she knows that I'm very anti-take a pill. So, again, I think it's really important for us to continue researching how nutrition plays such a big factor in our lives, in our bodies, in our mental state. A lot of people don't understand that your mood, your mental state, nutrition really affects it. And Sam, so with you, can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's important to me. And I think that it connects with what we're discussing about perception. So if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can definitely talk about that. I mean, your body is like a machine, and it's more actually like a computer. And if you put things that help it function optimally, then it'll work very, very well. If you put in junk that'll stuff it up, then it won't work very well. It's very obvious. And once you kind of start to be more aware of that and start to pay more attention to how you feel after you consume certain things, you're going to be very, very, very aware of what happens. I know that if I eat sugar or sugar in excess, actually, I have to say, I get like an arthritic pain in my toe and I get really, really tired. And when you start to think about it and you start to be aware of it, then you notice like, oh, I'm really tired now. I wonder why, right? If you're not aware of it, it's like, oh, I just got really tired. That's strange. Oh, what's this pain I have in my foot? Oh, that's really strange. But you start to kind of start to think about it and notice it. And I don't want to say experiment. It's not like I'm sitting and taking notes on experiments like that. But I just notice, like, if I eat a lot of sugar, then I get this result. So if I want this result, I will do this thing. If I do not want this result, I will not do this thing. So if I don't want to be tired and have pain in my foot, I'm just not going to eat sugar. That's very, very simple to understand. And the same thing goes to, I mean, I can like go into like really, really deep levels of different vitamins and what they do for the body. And I'm actually reading, you mentioned sociopaths, I'm actually reading a book now about how nutrition affects the brain. And it's a very, mm-hmm. it's a little bit kind of almost beyond my capabilities to understand because it's very technical, but the guy, the physician who wrote the book is basically saying that the brain is like this machine I described, and certain vitamins affect it in certain ways, and some people have genetic disorders that prevent them from processing vitamins properly.
Yeah.
And the easy solution is to give them some pills and have them zonked out or drugged out or whatever, but the actual, it doesn't solve anything, it just kind of takes the symptoms away. But to solve the problem, you basically just need to rebalance the nutrition. And he has like a whole list of, if you have this condition and this genetic disorder, then you take this vitamin and this mineral at this amount of time, and within 6 weeks you're back to normal. So it's I mean, I don't know how true that is, but he has his research, of course, and I've not been doing research on that. I'm just reading the book now, but it seems like this knowledge is very, it's almost kind of like something a layperson can do and just get the tests that are needed, and instead of getting medicated and, again, finding out that it's the end of the world and having all the shame around, just say, okay, it's not a, I'm going to do air quotes here, mental disorder that requires me to be ashamed of myself. I have this nutritional deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if I don't take enough, vitamin D, if I don't feel well, then I'll just take more vitamin D. And same thing with the other vitamins that are recommended for this, for each problem. It's tying this into the perception thing. The perception is, I'm not a bad person if I have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a deficiency that I need to correct, and then the problem will go away. And the more shame and emotion you attach to it, the more the problem becomes bigger than it is. Because you could think like, oh my God, this is the end of the world. I have attention deficit disorder or something like that, and have all this shame and all these stories whirling around in your head around it. When it's really something, you can just take a little bit of vitamin B of this kind or that kind, and the problem will be gone. So I can understand why people like to build these stories in their head, because drama is interesting, it's exciting, there's a lot of emotional ups and downs attached to it. It's very, very intoxicating to have that going on in your mind. But if you really mm-hmm. want to solve the problem, go beyond the emotions, let those emotions go, let them go back to where they came from, to the moment that they were in, and just solve your problem, and that's it. And you won't have that whole emotional swirl in your head anymore. You'll just be someone who has to take an extra vitamin B every morning. That's it.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right with how tying the perception into that, because a lot of times your perception of who you are and what you do, or who you are, what you're doing, or who you are, what has been done to you, sometimes if you're sick, if your perception is you're a bad person, or how could this mm-hmm. happen to you, whatever negative state of mind you get into, I should say, could prevent you from getting the right help.
Exactly.
You can stop yourself based on your own perception of getting the right help for you, and that's not healthy. Again, think about your life. Think about what's going on. But really ask yourself some solid questions. We're not trained anymore to ask ourselves the right questions for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do this, you can absolutely 100% get over, just like Sam did, just like I did, move past those blocks, so that you can help yourself in a very, very healthy way. Move past all that stuff. It doesn't belong. And I always say this, I say it in, when I'm teaching guided meditation, let go of it. It doesn't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
It only belongs
exactly.
To
just
you.
Like in meditation, when a thought comes into your mind, just
mm-hmm.
let it go through, let it move on, go wherever it wants to go, and move back to meditation.
Yeah,
it's not at the end of the world that you have a thought. It's just a thought, and that's it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Sam, we're wrapping up our show. I want to say thank you so much. I have some things I want to talk about. If you would want to stay on and listen, you're more than welcome.
Of course.
I would love for you to come back and talk to us again in the future, if that's okay with you. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I think our listeners. Yeah, thank you. I think our listeners would love to have you back as well. So let's definitely plan on that in the future. It would make me very
happy. Thank you for having me today. I really, really enjoyed myself. And thank you for letting me share my story here.
Absolutely. I think I'm pretty sure I can say that our listeners definitely benefit from what you spoke about today. I do think
thank
it's
you.
Very important. So now I'd like to take a moment to appreciate all of our listeners. By tuning in and learning this information on how to create a better life for yourself, you're setting a very positive example for your friends, family, and coworkers on how we can all attain happiness in our lives. Bravo, you! If you are enjoying the stories and lessons we share on our show, I'd like to ask for a bit of support. If you haven't already signed up for our newsletter, take 1 minute and do that now. Go to www.theuniverseseries.com and sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you a free copy of Universe 101, Learn, Grow, Evolve upon sign-up. Universe 101 is the book I wrote last year designed to give you the keys to unlocking lasting health, happiness, and fulfillment in your life. Additionally, getting the newsletter, you will also get great, amazing stories written by myself and the rest of the team every 2 weeks. A lot of these articles contain the keys to successfully maintaining and improving your relationships, career, health, and more. It's a very powerful newsletter full of articles that will inspire, uplift, and provide answers to life's most frequently asked questions. Go to www.theuniverseseries.com and sign up now. All you need to do is put in your email address. The last few shows, I've been informing you listeners of a series of deep thinking, tool-giving, interactive workshops the Universe Series has been developing for over a year now. These weekend intensive programs provide you with all the fundamental tools you need to improve, grow, and evolve your life. These tools are something that you can use immediately. These intensives take the tools I've taught to thousands of clients and students over the last 20 years and puts them into a structured program and process with a workbook, exercises, and more, and it's been specifically designed so that you can learn what you used to take students months or years to learn over the course of one single weekend with as much impact as possible for your life immediately. We call them the Focused Life Series, and each of these programs have a slightly different focus in order for you to choose the ones that are important for your life. We focus on all the key aspects of your life successes. So some of the intensives will be on career success, others on creating a whole new you, and still others on love and relationships. Last weekend, we held the intensive Breaking the True Love Code. We had wonderful attendance, and everyone who took the course gained so much from it and left in a positive state of mind, ready to put to use the tools they learned. Our next intensive is New Year, New You, Make the Changes You Need for Success, and will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th. For more information on this amazing intensive and our January schedule, send us an email at support@theuniverseseries.com. Remember, it's limited to 8 people, so reserve your seat now by contacting us at support@theuniverseseries.com, and we will send you all the information you need to make an amazing life choice for yourself. The Focused Life Series provides answers to life's frequently asked questions. Join us back here on Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz on Monday, December 1st at 5 p.m., Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the show Setting Goals is Easy, Maintaining Them is Hard. Here's how you do it. I want to leave you with a thought. Before you start working on your life's energy to make the changes you need, stop, breathe, and look at how you view your own life. Are there things you could be thankful for but haven't been? Have you had successes you haven't celebrated because they were a part of a larger goal not reached yet? Do you have unnecessary regrets? Look at what really needs work and then set a healthy plan on what changes need to be made. Thanks for listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz. Have a beautiful 2 weeks until we talk again. Thanks again, Sam. Bye.